you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Reading from Daniel chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. It's Testimony Tuesday. So you know what that means. I have a special guest in the studio, and I can't wait to brag this guy up. In fact, he's a new friend, becoming a new best friend with just, what, 3 days since Friday? That's the first time we met,
yes,
huh?
That's right.
With me is Pastor Oscar Smith. He oversees the Power of Sanctuary. We'll talk a little about that during today's Testimony Tuesday program. He was part of the Pastor Initiative last Friday, and we just fell in love with each other. We were standing there talking.
Glory to God.
You and Jim Dixon stayed afterwards, and you were loving on him and encouraging him, and he was yesterday's testimony.
Oh, that's great.
During the Memorization Monday. Yeah, that was Jim Dixon.
He's
missed that program, it's archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or for that matter, for our WLUJ listening family, WLUJ.org, and look under the Mark and Friends link. But Pastor Oscar was sharing and catching the vision for this pastor initiative. In fact, he said, Mark, with the airport nearby, with the heart of these men and women that love the Lord, and how I envision God bringing others together, I think this can be a catalyst not only throughout Central Illinois, but throughout Illinois, throughout the country, possibly throughout the world. So
that's right.
We'll touch on that a little. But
with
today being Testimony Tuesday, you shared, Mark, Daniel 2, 21 through 22. That's a special verse to me. And I said, Oscar, I don't think anyone's shared that verse. And so why Daniel 2, 21 and 22 before I have you share some of your faith journey?
Well, you know, Pastor Mark Jordan over at New Horizons Church, I have to put him at the center of our meeting. So I want to kind of give him a shout out. I want to honor my wife, Marcia. But you know, Mark, we are living in an hour where we have to take a stand in ferocious faith. We got to be lions at this hour. And, you know, when I look at Daniel, I get so much encouragement out of Daniel. And you read the scripture. You know, when we look at Daniel 2:21, we are actually seeing a proclamation that God, he changes the times and the seasons. And we're post-pandemic now. It's time for a God infusion to come and take over the house again. You know, when mom and dad's out the house, everything gone. But when you hear, oh, mama's home, daddy's home, and that's what we need now. We need a oil change. We got to get away from business as usual and understand this is God's house. And he could change the seasons whenever he feel like it. And he could change the times. This world is not going to hell. It belongs to our Father, and he's cleaning house. That's why I love the scripture.
You know, I like what you were saying the other day. And we had lunch yesterday, so we got to talk in lieu of today's program. But you were talking about, you know, Mark, so many people are talking about politics and this and this. And you said, we need to get back to proclaiming the gospel, letting people know of God's love, his transforming power, that he can press kingdom influence, power, and authority into our communities. That's why I think you were excited about the pastor initiative.
Oh.
We can get these pastors fired up and proclaiming the good news message of Jesus. It'll take care of all these ills and problems and situations we're in.
Well, you know, Mark, Friday was so pivotal because we had every ethnic group, for the large part, and we all sharing one thing in common, we're God lovers. And it's time to reset, and refocus and get recommitted to our mandate as God's sons and daughters.
Yeah, and that was one of the exciting things, and I'll probably be sharing in detail more in the coming days as these pastors that met last Friday. It was just the beginning of hopefully an ongoing monthly gathering of area pastors to see what God would do in and through them. And we as a radio ministry, as Great News Media, I just said, hey, I want to provide a lunch and I want to pour into you pastors and bring in special speakers. And we just began praying through how these talented, gifted pastors can most effectively use their gifts and abilities to touch lives. And so I think there was a catalyst of enthusiasm and desire to see what's the next step. And so we all thought we really need to just be praying about it. So the pastors next month, we're going to be talking about prayer and the high calling that pastors have. And then we'll continue to pray through how God will lead this group and touch other pastors who will end up touching their congregants, their members, and so forth. But appreciate you being a part of it. And it was kind of a divine appointment that you got told by Pastor Mark. And so I also like this verse. He gives wisdom. This is speaking of God. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. God already knows the end from the beginning. He knows where he's going to take these pastors in the coming days. And I should say to our listeners, Oscar and I hit it off so well on Friday that we talked again on Saturday. And I think we had a phone call or some text communications on Sunday. We had a meal on Monday. And you're back for testimony Tuesday today. In fact, you're officially, I think, going to be recognized as a Prime Lifetime's sales associate. We're hiring him on board to help us get the word out about the Prime Life Times and Great News Media. He's on board with the ministry. So God must be chuckling. He's probably saying, hey, Jesus, watch how I bring Oscar and Mark together, and look how they're going to collaborate and work together and further our ministry cause. And they didn't even know each other 4 days ago.
That's right.
And so God kind of orchestrated this.
Well, you know, Mark, you're the catalyst. You actually bring God to work with you every day. A lot of these pastors, a lot of people, they meet God on Sunday, and you meet God from Sunday through Monday. You bring them to work with you. You have lunch with them. And so you are a renaissance man. And this marketplace ministry with the radio and the publication, God foreknew that this would be a season that he would invoke a word and people would come. And so we all lined up, break bread. We're ready to be mobilized. We're ready to go forth and evangelize our local communities.
Well, that's one of the visions I have for Great News Media. Most everyone knew us for the first 25 years as Great News Radio. But when we started with our Prime Lifetimes publication that's reaching over 32,000 monthly readers, and with all of our various trips to Israel and our other outings and travel, we thought there's almost like another arm to the ministry with Bible studies and teachings and attending seminars. And so we have the broadcasting arm, and then we have the publication arm, and like the travel, I won't say entertainment, but because all of our trips, they might be entertaining, but I love always facilitating, okay, it's testimony time on the bus, or hey, somebody give a witness to how God has brought you through such and such. So we always have an element of educate, edify, and evangelize on all of our functions, gatherings, workshops, seminars. And so as we become more and more known as Great News Media, I just keep thinking, Lord, however we can proclaim the good news message of Jesus through the many means that we have, and with our 19 frequencies covering
the whole
middle part of Illinois, I just think we have such an opportunity. And as we continue to be able to host events and be able to open up because of the COVID hopefully winding down, we'll seek all those opportunities to proclaim the good news message of Jesus. But how did you come to know Jesus? Was it through your parents? Take us through a little of your own faith journey.
Well, you know, my faith journey is pretty interesting. In my first exposure to the Word of God happened in Sunday school. And, you know, I accepted the Lord, got baptized, everything else. And then when I finished college, I was just, you know, like college kids, you know, first thing you learn in college is how to question God and question your faith. And I remember walking along a beach not far from where I lived, and there was a crowd of people on a Sunday afternoon. They had their Bibles, and I said, my God, they got Bibles. And
a peculiar people.
Peculiar people. And, you know, they came and they prayed with me. And, you know, I started understanding the love of God. Mm-hmm. And it got to a point, even during that setting, I was hungering and thirsting for wisdom and to know a lot more. And so I got into it. And the more we dangle our feet in God's word, the more we want it.
All right.
Because right now, with all of the wisdom, all of the books, all of the information, there is nothing like revelation, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And a revelation hit me that, particularly being 22, 23 years old, the best anchor for my life was to get ahead and live for Jesus. And I didn't have any issues with drugs, although it was always presented to me, or alcohol, all kinds of vices. But I just said, I don't want to contaminate what I've experienced so far.
Yeah, I think you were saying at lunch the other day how God had placed mentors and teachers and other people speaking into your
every
life, encouraging you, and then your heart for your mom and sisters to treat women with respect and with honor, and how God used all that, some of the training and the morals that you had from your mom and dad, respect and truth and honesty and hard work and efforts. And so God was kind of nurturing you along.
Yeah.
Now, would you say when you started reading the Bible, because I'm kind of projecting, for somebody that's unfamiliar with having a relationship with God or asking Jesus into their heart, they're not equipped with the Holy Spirit that really helps us understand the revelation and read God's word. I love reading God's word, and I always pray, you know, Holy Spirit, help me interpret, find points of application. Let me understand these truths that God would want to reveal. But somebody might say, but Mark, when I pick up the Bible, they're not a believer yet, but they look at it as good literature and think it's interesting. But they don't get the same connection where there's that revelation or that conviction or the hope that God has between all these lines as you read it. So what would you say to the unchurched person that says, well, why is reading the Bible so significant?
The Bible, as you read it, it reads you. And what happens, Mark, even at my tender age, nobody hungers and thirsts more for knowledge and wisdom than I do. So even though I'm a pastor, I've been exposed to a lot of religious training, information in many instances will create a fog because you think you know. But God doesn't want us to get ahead of him. And so he reveals information at a point of need. And so when we pray for people, we have to bring in the element. I love the elephant, by the way, because he is the elephant in the room. You know, the element of blind trust. If we trust God and have faith in God, when we read something, it will jump out to us like a light. We didn't need that light 10 minutes ago. But at this present moment in time, God will present something and full understanding and knowledge will be right there.
I was thinking it must have been last Friday's program, but Pastor Jason and I were talking about James, and I think it's James 4:8, come near to God and he'll come near to you. Some versions, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. And for those of you that are tuned in saying, well, I still don't get what you're saying about the Bible. Well, have you asked God to make it understandable? Have you asked God to help you along? Have you asked God to reveal truth to you? you. That's one of the first steps. Even if you don't even believe he exists yet, entertain the idea that maybe he exists and that maybe he cares for you and that maybe he loves you, and see how he'll reveal truth to you. And it'll begin with revealing who the Lord Jesus Christ is and the price he paid for you. But just ask God to help you understand things. And I believe because he loves you, he will reveal himself.
Oh, he definitely loves us. It was just so funny, you know, because having a testimony Tuesday impromptu like we're having, you know, is funny with the elephant. But, you know, as I was saying elephant, Isaiah came up. Isaiah 55, verse 11. And, you know, Mark, this will shed some light. That's Isaiah 55, 11. But it says here, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. And so we're dealing with a taskmaster. At the point of need, he'll tell us exactly. We just got to follow the blueprint. You know, most of us right now, we meet people that want to take this Bible and memorize it, and that's like a novel. But this Bible, the 66 books, is orchestrated in a way at a point of need. God can say, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. Now, we have to have two ears to hear what he's saying. Like I said, we read the Bible at the same time God is reading us. You know, you could be driving along, and you and myself could be in the car, and we come up with the exact same scripture at that exact time. I mean, that's the kind of creator we have.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of that Hebrews verse about God's word being living and active, like the double-edged sword.
That's right.
Working, and it'll continue to work, and sometimes it's planting seeds in us, sometimes it's bringing a point of hope or clarity through confusion, or it's God just speaking life into us and love into us. It's, some refer to the Bible as God's love letter to
us. That's what it is.
Amen. Well, I didn't get to share much of your background, but you've had a limo business, a marketing business. You've had your hands in a number of different avenues. You lived in the Nashville area for 20 or 30 years. You grew up in New York?
New York City.
Yeah. And you've been married to Marcia for 15 years. She's from the Loda, Paxton area.
Yes, that's right.
And you currently live in our area. You've only been back here for less
than
a year.
Eight months.
And so God's got you as a part of our pastor initiative.
Oh, I love it.
It seems like you're employed now by Great News Media.
Yeah.
I know you're doing other websites.
It don't seem like it. I am.
Yeah, that's right. Well, today's day one, so we'll see how it goes.
I don't want to see Mark a seem like paycheck.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Oscar, go on down the block. This is going to seem like a paycheck.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, you've gotten a lunch or two out of me, so But appreciate how God is orchestrating things and bringing you into my life and the life of this ministry. You know, how God's going to take this pastor initiative, and we can't wait to see what he's going to do there.
You know, prophetically, I spoke into Pastor Mark Jordan this morning, and I was letting him know, man, this is our season. No. You know, Mark, before time gets away from us, I want to kind of look at 2 Chronicles 2020, because I kind of grew up on 2 Chronicles 2020. I had a spiritual leader that just loved the scripture and kind of drilled it into us. It just means so much to me. It says, my divine intervention will always see my people return to a strong stand and believe in my word and understanding the truth of 2 Chronicles 2020. And that's what we're doing right now. So with the pastors, we have an assignment. We've got to get people back into this word as a lighthouse. We need a lighthouse moment at this hour. And 2 Chronicles 2020 is God's divine invention. And the divine invention right now is for all of us to encourage every listener, everyone we come in contact with, to take a strong stand and believe in God's word and understanding God's truth for this hour. But that's why what we're doing now, we have got to use this as our script.
I like that part. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful.
Right.
And that's what you're thinking with these pastors digging into God's word and proclaiming it.
Yes, and that's what your brother was saying about the prayer. This is where God is going to bring us, to take that kind of stand.
Yeah.
So if you go back and fill it in, that's where we have to take a stand as a group. Otherwise, we're just going to be fragments.
Mm. Pastor Oscar, in our closing minute or two, how about praying up that person going to work that's discouraged, or that person that's far from God and feels like they've let God down and so they can't return to him, to maybe the senior saint that just has to be encouraged in their faith journey this very day? How about closing out our time in prayer?
Well, Father, we just thank you for your power and your anointing in this studio as we speak, Father. Your presence is strong in this room, Father. And we just drop all of our inhibitions and all of our hesitancy. Father, let us open up our hearts and minds to you at this hour. The sufficiency is not in us. The sufficiency is in you, Father. You're all-knowing, you're all-wise, and you're all-loving. And we just thank you, Father, even as Mark and myself are celebrating a brand-new friendship, a relationship with working, a relationship with ministry, all the other pastors, this is all new, Father. But we have our hearts in you, Father. And we just thank you for this hour, that by the sound of my voice, everyone that's hearing this will just come with open hearts, open spirits, Father. And thank you for what you're doing at this hour to change the dynamic of humanity and bring us back into a love walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Oscar Smith of The Power of Sanctuary. We're going to have you back because I know you've written a number of books, and to talk a little bit more about The Power of Sanctuary and the other ministry calling that God has on your life. But thank you for being available for Testimony Tuesday. And if you missed a portion of today's program, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org under the Mark and Friends link, so you can listen to it anytime or listen to it again. Or if you missed a portion of it, you can listen to the whole program. So thank you, Pastor Smith, for being available today. And thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Oscar Smith with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.